Brandalo.
He hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, kind of. It's on the,
okay,
on the line of...
Because I don't, so, okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Does anybody have a question?
I do.
I don't.
Well, go ahead, Brandy.
Okay. My question has to deal with what we were talking about earlier with the Sephiroth and the colors and the rainbow. And
okay.
So I was, you know me, technical question. So I looked it up, the colors, and that color that we didn't see was indigo. That's above the, that would be above Keter. It's one we can't see. And it did say that there were seven visibly light spectrum colors that we could see. And I also went into looking up what were the frequencies of each of these colors. So my question is, when we balance right column and left column to get center column to be balanced, are we not balancing frequencies to get to the ultimate frequency, which would be to whatever God's frequency is to connect?
Well, God's frequency is all frequencies. There's seven billion frequencies.
Okay.
One for each human being. Each has a path to connect to this creator. Some of those paths are individual, where one person can walk in them. Some of them are private paths for a group of people. Some of them are public for everyone. So, but I would be interested in hearing the color names that you found for the seven.
Okay. Hold up. I'll pull it up again. Okay. The color names that I found were... Okay.
I think one is violet.
Yeah.
Violet,
blue, green, yellow, orange, red. In reality, there are seven colors in the color spectrum, with the addition of indigo between blue and violet.
Let's slow down your list. What I heard was violet, blue, green, orange,
yellow,
red.
Oh, you missed yellow. orange, and red.
Is that the orange?
That is only six.
Okay, but between blue and violet, there's a color called indigo.
Yeah, I understand indigo. I know what the color indigo is. So then give me the list. It's in blue. So separating it. So you have violet, indigo, blue, green, yellow, orange, and red.
Yes.
So where do you have black and white?
White is a combination of all the colors together, and black is within the white.
No, black is an absence of color.
Yeah, black is the absence of color.
But Jeff, I would mix colors for kids in painting. When we'd mix all the colors, we'd get black. I remember us discussing this one other time. And I remember telling that same story because, you know, I had an art center and mixing all the colors, we'd get black.
Yeah. When you mix all the colors, you get black.
Mm-hmm.
But that's dealing with the pigments. It's not dealing with the definition scientific.
Okay.
White light has all of the colors because what do you refract through a prism to get the seven colors is white. You don't refract black light. So essentially you have nine colors that we have mentioned. And what is the tenth?
White.
Did you say something, Brandy?
Yeah, I said, would the 10th color be white?
No, you have the seven colors that we've mentioned.
Okay.
Black and white. That's nine. What's the 10th color?
Well, we didn't say brown, but brown's a combination.
What was not mentioned is purple. Unless you're saying that indigo is purple.
I thought violet was purple.
No.
Violet and purple. Violet is a paler shade of purple, I believe.
Yeah, you get violet when you mix white with purple.
And isn't indigo kind of like blue jean color, denim, the denim blue?
Well, yeah, indigo is a color with blue, but I don't know how much black you add to it to get that color.
So, again, if you write down these 10 colors, you can put them to the second row. What the Zohar has said is that purple is Keter.
Keter.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
I'm back.
Okay. So purple is Keter.
Purple is Keter. Violet would be Chachma.
Chachma. Mm-hmm.
Indigo would be Bina.
Bina,
blue is Malchut.
I thought green was Malchut.
No,
blue. Green is Tiferet. So what comes after blue? Going down the list that we had. Stay with the
green.
List. Don't get confused.
Green.
Green, Tiferet. From blue, you go to green directly, or is...
Yeah, right
after
blue is green.
Okay, and green could be Yesod, and yellow could be Tiferet, but it's really green is Tiferet, and yellow is Yesod. Red is Gevurah.
Mm-hmm. You still have orange.
Orange would be Hohud.
Would be what?
Hohud.
Would be Hohud.
Hohud.
And what are these? We're missing Netzah, and we're missing Chesed.
Well, Chesed would be white.
Chesed is white, correct? No. Chesed is right, because white is the right column, but Chesed is the top of the right column, not counting the upper three. So white is Chesed. And yellow, I don't think we said, no, we said yellow would be Yesod, so.
Okay, what the one again?
Yeah, I'm not writing these down, so you really have to write them down.
I'm writing them down, but my peers wouldn't write.
Start with a column of the colors. You have purple is Keter. You have black is Malchut. You have indigo is Hachma.
Indigo, that's what.
What was the other one?
Bina. We had Bina as indigo a while ago.
My mistake. So Bina could be indigo. So what was the other purplish color above Bina, above indigo? Blue? No.
I wrote V-I-E, which I thought was colored indigo.
It's violet, indigo, and then blue.
It's violet, and indigo, and blue. Okay.
Right.
So you have purple is Keter, violet is Hachma, indigo is Bina, blue is Malchut. Then you have green is Tiferet, yellow is Netzah, white is Chesed, red is Gevurah, and I think I've done them all except possibly Hod.
Well, we have orange. You left out orange.
Orange is Hod. So that's all of them.
So we changed Yesod. It's not yellow.
No, I said Yusuf is Netzach because it's the color of gold. You see, we're saying also silver. Where would we put silver?
Well, Eric Kaufman puts
silver. Silver is considered sensitive. You know, you have to come up with a schedule of the colors of the rainbow. And until you do that, you can't really assign them to the different sets you wrote. Now, you also asked about the light frequency.
Right.
But that's a man-made schedule. That's a man-made structure. I could just as easily say that the frequency of green, instead of being 10,000, I could say it's 30,000. So the frequency that you're looking at is not a function. When we come to mixing colors and pigments, as Hannah was talking about, that becomes a frequency issue, because you can, to get to 16,000 colors, you have to mix the three primary colors. And the three primary colors are white, red, and green. And green is the balance color because it's between white and red. But we have silver, which is not one of the seven colors that you're talking about. So your structure of the colors is incorrect. Now, you're going to tell me that science says these are the colors, these are the frequencies. But color is really, I can see green and you can see a different shade of green. And we have no way of really comparing them except to take it to a level of a man-made structure of frequency. And that's why different sages came up with different identities of the colors. Where would you put silver in the seven lower sephirot that you describe, or the ten, if we talk about purple and then violet and then indigo? Where would you put silver in this list? Silver wasn't on your original list, so
well,
now you're talking 11 different colors.
Silver's a right column, so it would have to be. Okay, saying Ari Kaplan says gold and silver, and Netzach can hold.
And that's where you can talk in terms of the columns being different than the Sephirot. Or you can say that the colors are this, you know, the name of the color of the column is the same as the Sephirot that leaves that column. If you ever talk to someone who was able to see auras, but not just the aura as light, but the aura, there are different colors of aura.
Right.
So it's a very subjective measure. Color is a very subjective measure. Doesn't mean that it's incorrect. It's just what is right for you. And that's why we have three or four different sages giving us three and four different relationships of the Sephirot.
Well,
the same thing applies to 12.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
The same thing applies to the 12 tribes. In reality, you have 14 tribes. Or 13 if you don't count Joseph. And how do you fit the 13 into that? And one of the sages puts the 13 as being the 10 Sephiroth, and then the upper three Sephiroth on the next generation. So what you're trying to do is take a subjective standard and try and firm it up to be right for everybody, and it's not going to be possible.
Well, that's true, and welcome to the Matrix.
Welcome to the reality. The truth is, what I see is, what color is the fish? Using the metaphor of the fish tank with different colored glass on each side. And I have no problem with different colors coming, different sages saying it's in different relationships. I have no problem with that. Many people who need a firm structure find great difficulty with that.
I can understand that.
And while none of us on this call, there are people who cannot study Kabbalah. They can study the Talmud for lifetimes, but they don't make the transition to be able to study Kabbalah, because Kabbalah is relative, and you're forced to confront relativity. And that's what we just discussed today. If you want to do the research, go onto the internet and look for different standards of the colors and see which sage said what. And then they'll put that into a chart. And that would be very informative, because you would learn which sage is from the right column, which is from the left, which is from the center, which one is connected to which sephirah. As we say, we have seven shepherds. We have seven forefathers. And they're all connected. Abraham is Chesed. And so forth. But Moses started out as Netzach and then arrived at God. So where in the process are you describing? All of these statements and questions I'm putting forth are dealing with relativity.
Well, when we first started,
now that I had everybody quiet
class today, I said, when we started the class today, I made the comment that we see the red, the white, and the green, and Malkuta's blue. That's pretty stable with everybody. But it's the others, and that was kind of my question. And the reason is because of thinking about the half shekel and being silver. But I was just cleaning a shelf, and I saw I hadn't looked at them in a long time, but I had several books by Ari Kaplan in one of them. When I moved it to be able to dust, and I opened it up, and it was on the collars, and he had stated that Netzach and Hod are gold and silver. In our classes, we've talked about gold being a left column and silver being a right column, and that was why I asked the question today, or made the statement about we don't see Netzach and Hod mentioned very much. We always see the others. So
I didn't really explain that well.
But now I understand what you've been saying, sure.
The main structure of the Sekhiro, the main structure of the process is the four phases. The creative process, it has four phases. And we relate them to Keter being phase one, we relate Hachma to phase one with a little bit of Keter as the tip of the yid. And then we relate phase two to be Bina, and phase three to be Zeranpin, which consists of six. And the fourth phase is Malchut. But the overall issue is, what is the sixth in Zeranpin? They're all emotions. But is eternity an emotion? That's a question for a different answer. But continuing, the way we describe the process in the physical world is that Chesed represents Keter. Gevura represents Chachma. But Chachma is right column and Gevura is left column. So how do I relate that? Along comes Tiferet, which is Zeranpin. And then we have the fourth phase being Malchut, essentially bypassing Netzach and Hod. And the way I explained that earlier was that Netzach and Hod are less important, but is appreciation an emotion? Is thankfulness an emotion? Is eternal victory an emotion? Is judgment an emotion? There are a lot of questions I'm laying out for you, and the answers are in your contemplation, in your own individual meditations, and you'll find your answers through that process. It's what makes the study of the Tree of Life so powerful. Now that I've quieted everybody down, does anybody have any other questions or even this further questions about this?
We were contemplating.
That's a good thing to do.
That's why we were quiet.
Say it again, you broke up.
I said we were contemplating. That's kind of a joke. We were contemplating. That's why we were so quiet.
Okay. So do I move on to another question that someone wants to ask? Or I leave you to your contemplation, and I bid you all good night.
Okay, good night.
Good night, thank you.
Shalom, shalom, gadol.
Shalom,
gadol.